this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. It's a name a lot of folks here will remember as one of the more successful girls 6-on-6 basketball coaches here in the area back in the day when we used to play girls basketball 6-on-6. Rod Hoig joins us this morning. He was head coach for a number of years at Elkhorn Kimbleton High School, among his many journeys around the coaching trails. Rod, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, thanks so much for your time this morning. I sure appreciate you doing that. I know you've got some exciting stuff for fans of girls 6-on-6 basketball planned coming up next month during Tivoli Fest.
Well, that's kind of the plan. We're going to see if we can get it off the ground, and it looks good so far.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now. You're putting together a 6-on-6 exhibition. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, it's been a long time since I've coached, for one thing, but I have done these shooting camps all around the state for a number of years, and I go around and I usually, at some point, I talk about 6-on-6 and some of the real good players I had, you know, Jan Jensen, Shannon Kite, some of those. And most of the time, at first, everybody knew what I was talking about, but in recent years, they don't comprehend anything when I say 6-on-6, and it's just, it's kind of disappointing, I guess, from my standpoint. But so I thought, man, it would be kind of fun to try to revive a little bit of the memories and at the same time educate the younger generation as to, you know, an important part of the history of girls basketball is the 6-on-6. And I'm not advocating we go back, but I think it's a good idea to kind of know where you came from.
Well, 6-on-6 was such a big part of the fabric of a lot of schools here in southwest Iowa. When you look at places like Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Exira, and Audubon, Guthrie Center, Atlantic, Avoca, I mean, there were so many places that played such strong 6-on-6 tradition that I can't believe that it would all disappear. A lot of folks out there, even though it's been more than 20 years now since the last state championship game of 6-on-6, I can't believe that there are so many people that have completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, and that part was just kind of disappointing. And I have to admit that I became a girls 6-on-6 coach out of default. I really thought it was kind of a silly game because I coached down in Bedford and East Union. I coached boys before, and I took a job at Walnut, and they had some coaching positions, and they kind of said, well, this is what you need to do if you want the job. So I ended up coaching girls, and at first I kind of thought, like a lot of people, that it's a ridiculous game and ridiculous rules, and, you know, it didn't take me long to figure out, no, this is kind of a cool game. And, of course, having some success didn't hurt my feelings either, but, you know, I really think it was a good game, and I thought that there was a lot of I think a lot of the success that teams have still today, you know, have some roots back in those 6-on-6 days.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm betting that there are a lot of similar coaching experiences. People who got into the girls game kind of the same way, didn't know much about it, but learned real fast and then learned to enjoy it.
That's exactly right. I really can't name you a single coach that was a boys coach that switched to the girls that ever regretted the switch, you know, and I don't think that was an accident. I think that had a lot to do with the nature of the game. I think you had a possibility of small schools upsetting big schools because you didn't depend on as great of athleticism as you do in the 5-on-5 game. And I think that David and Goliath type of thing, you know, is all you got to think about is Atlantic. When we played Elkhorn, that, you know, Atlantic and Elkhorn played that one year in the state tournament. You know, what an experience that was. You know, 11 miles away, and we're playing in the semifinal. So it was just a lot of fun.
Well, it was one of those games where, you know, you see where basketball has kind of morphed today. It's turned into a one-on-one, you know, I'll dribble the clock away and then drive to the basket real hard and hope I get a foul called so I can shoot free throws kind of a game. You know, you actually had a lot of skills. It seems like the skill level of a lot of players has disappeared nowadays. They depend on other things, but, you know, the passing abilities and thinking ahead, because you can only dribble twice, you know, you've always got to be thinking ahead. You know, a lot of those kinds of things have disappeared.
Yeah, Yeah, it's a completely different game. There's no question about it, and yet there was a lot of different styles among the 6-on-6 teams. There were teams like ours at Alcorn and Walnut that scored a lot of points, and then you have others like the Farragut days with Plummer and they do the old slowdown type game, or patience would be a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and you put some of your better athletes on defense and just watch them go to work, and they could really play some shutdown defense.
That is exactly right.
Well, we could talk all day about the differences between the two types of games and things, but I guess that's not necessarily our purpose this morning. We probably should tell folks what's going to be happening at the high school up there in Elkhorn coming up on the tail end of May when Tivoli Fest rolls around, because you're still looking for players and other volunteers, right?
That's correct. We need to try to dig into the former player pool of talent and see if we can have some of them that can still come up and play a little bit. I think hopefully the 6-on-16 will be, make it a little bit easier that way for some people to come on up and get the old tennis shoes out and see what they can still do. So that's kind of what we hope. We hope to have a lot of fun.
Have you had some success already? Have you heard back from some folks?
Well, I do, but I don't have any of what you'd call firm commitments. But there's a lot of people that are going to try to clear their calendar because we're doing this a little bit late. We actually came up with the idea a long time ago, but it just takes a while to kind of get things like this off the ground. And so we're kind of to the point now where we're really scrambling, and we want to try to get as many people as we can involved, both coaches, and we're looking for officials. I mean, you got to have the 6-on-6 officials that know what the heck's going on, because they play an important part in the game. And so we're looking for coaches, players, and officials, and we'll even take a PA announcer or so.
Yeah, the officials really do play a bigger part in the 6-on-6 game than they do nowadays, although it seems like, sometimes you get games where it's there are a lot of free throws, a lot of officiating, but, we're not going to complain about that this morning, are we, Rod?
That's right.
They get enough of that from everybody else. Hey, you're looking for folks not just from Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and that area, but you're looking for folks from a number of area districts.
Yes, I listed in my original communique that I sent out to some newspapers and so forth, I listed some towns, but we want to have anybody that wants to participate that was a 6-on-6 player, we will find a place for them to play. It's not just an Elkhorn-Kimbleton thing, it's not Atlantic thing, it's not a Harlem thing, it's anybody around the Southwest Iowa that kind of hears this message, or even some that are away that, we'll take you.
Are you looking for them to come in as teams or as individuals, and you'll pair people up?
That's a good question, and we've had that idea. There's at least a couple of gals that have indicated that they're going to try to, organize their own team so they can, play together, and that's fine. We'll accommodate that. Those that come individually and need a team, we'll find a team. And the name of the game is to have fun and just participate and have some of the younger kids, kind of see what this game was about.
Yeah, and for some people to kind of relive some past glory, I guess, too. In a perfect world, it'd be great to have, an Elkhorn-Kimbleton team, an Atlantic team, and a Voha team, a Walnut team, but that may not necessarily be the case. But if you can get folks who had a love of the game and want to go out and try it one more time in an organized fashion, just for fun, to show off a little bit and let folks see what it was like, then, hey, all the more. That's what it's all about, is getting them together again.
That's right. And I want to emphasize the fact that we aren't just looking for the star player either. I mean, it'd be nice to have a whole bunch of stars there from all the different teams. But I really am hoping that we get all kinds of levels of players, ones that just plain love to play the game. And, we hope maybe this might even morph into a annual affair or something that we can maybe expand and do like what you're talking about, have more of a formal Atlantic team, Harlan team, that type of thing. But for this year, we just want to kind of get our feet wet and see what happens.
You bet. Well, you know, as it kind of works out that way, too, when you start talking about star players. You know, age does a funny thing to star players. It's kind of the great equalizer in some ways. Sometimes some of us bench sitters get to be just as good as the star players later on in life.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. In fact, some of them might outdo the stars at this point in time.
Lord only knows. We'll find. The only way to find out, that's to get on the floor. I know you're. There'll be a small admission price that day for folks at the event, but it's not going to be a whole lot, and it's going to go for a good cause.
Well, at most it would be $1 and $2, and we're even thinking about just having a free will donation just to kind of cover the expenses for the Elkhorn Templeton schools. We're not in this to make money. We just want to have a good time and see what happens.
You bet. So anybody who wants to participate, whether it be as a player, an official, or anybody else that wants to get involved, Rod, how do they get a hold of you?
My email address, can I give that?
You bet.
All right, that was small letters, R-S-H, all right, and then 215, the number 215, @hotmail.com. And if they could put 6-on-6 in the address bar, that would be great, because that way I know where it goes. Less likely to go into the junk mail.
Okay, easy enough. Can they call?
They can call. Yeah, that's another way. And you can call my cell phone number, which is 515-249-8335.
Very good. And the sooner the better, I assume.
Well, yeah, it just is going to help us plan. You know, the more people that can, you know, commit to this, the better. The sooner, the better. It'll give us a better product, is what we hope. It'll probably be nothing real fancy anyway this first year, and we'll just play it by ear and see what happens.
Excellent. Well, it was a fun girls' game to watch. I sure miss it. I'm sure there's some guys out there who wouldn't mind playing it either. They just didn't get the chance when they were young.
it'd be kind of fun to see Michael Jordan and some of them squaring off in a 3-on-3 game. I think, you know, that's kind of what you have, but you'd have to tell them, hey, only two dribbles, fellas.
That's right. It's a little tough when you have to have those real skills out there. Very good. Well, Rod, good luck. Thanks a lot for your time here this morning, and good luck putting this all together. Sounds like it should be a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate your interest in it. I know KGN over the years has been a major supporter of athletics in general, but I know 6-on-6 basketball in particular, so I appreciate your interest.